Okay, today's daf is Bracha daf nun aleph with top of nun aleph amid aleph. Ba'u minei merav chizda mishachal v'shata v'lo birich. Ma'u shiachzor yivarech. Someone ate or he drank and he didn't make a bracha beforehand. Should he go back and say a bracha now? He already started. Amar lo mishachal shum v'recho nodev yachzor v'yochal shum acher k'dei she'er recho nodev. I don't understand. Someone who eats garlic and his breath smells bad. He should go back and eat more garlic so breath continues to smell bad. Meaning, you did one thing wrong. You didn't make a bracha. So now you have an excuse to continue doing that thing wrong and not making the bracha? Of course you make the bracha. You fix the problem. You don't make the problem worse. You don't just keep eating without making a bracha. Am Ravina, hilkach, afilu gmar surato yachzor yivarech. Says Ravina, even if you finished your meal, you should make a bracha. How do I know that? D'tanya, we learn in the Braita, Tavol v'Allah omer be'aliyato baruch asher kishanu b'tzadav tzivanu al ha'tzivila. A tvila, right? So if you went to the mikvah, you get out of the mikvah, and then you say the bracha on the mikvah, right? It's seemingly, so it's afterward, and that's how I know that even if you have a meal and you didn't make a bracha, you should make a bracha afterward. Vilohi, and that is not the case, by the way. We don't pass it like that. Hata mikara gavra lochazi, acha mikara gavra chazi, vohi v'idche idche. There, before he went to the mikvah, it wasn't appropriate for saying a bracha, right? Let's say he's a bal keri, so an involuntary seminal emission. It's not appropriate for him to say a bracha. He's going to the mikvah. Now, only now, he can make the bracha. Right? However, by food, you should have made the bracha beforehand. You missed the fact that you pushed it off, that you didn't do it, means that you missed the opportunity, right? Because you could have said it and you didn't. Right, we kind of have a similar svara when it comes to Netilat Yadayim, what we do, right? Where we generally say bracha over la'asiyatan. We say the bracha before you do something, and then you do it, right? However, if it's inappropriate that you would make the bracha, then you go to the mikvah first, and then make the bracha. We say there's a similar concept by Netilat Yadayim. You're being metaher, it's like ke'ein mikvah, you're purifying your hands. And then you say that it's Yadayim. I think Rav Shechter, though, says, like, Pashan is that over Siaton is better. And then he makes the bracha before it's Yadayim. I think I heard that. But that's the Indian. If you can do it beforehand, you do it beforehand. Tarabanan, Aspargus Yafele Vitovle Yadayim. Right? So this, the Koshke and the Bnei Nine. This Aspargus, which is an alcoholic drink. It's like a wine made of vegetables of sorts. They're good for the eyes and are agreeable to the eyes and to the heart and to the intestines. Ragilbo yafel kol gufo. And someone who drinks it frequently, they would generally drink it in the morning before they eat, before eating anything else, it'll be good for the entire body. Vamishtakir himeno kashel kol gufo. But if you get drunk on it, it's bad for the entire body. Mirikdani yafelim kadacham raskinan. The fact that you taught me that it's agreeable to the heart, I understand we're talking about wine, because I know that wine is agreeable to the heart. Vikatani, vikoshikin, libinimayim. And then you said, and all the more so it's good for the intestines. Meaning, I know that we're talking about wine, and I know that it's all the more so it's good for the intestines. Vatanya, but, didn't we learn in a Braita? Lalat, which is lev, einayim, tchol, which means spleen. So we're talking about heart, eyes, and spleen, yafe. Right? It's wine is good for them. It's good for the heart, it's good for the anayim, and it's good for the spleen. Liramat for rosh, the head, me'ayim, intestines, and tachtoniot, kasha, it's difficult. Right? So doesn't that mean, so I learned from there that the me'ayim, it's difficult, it's bad for the me'ayim, that wine is bad for the me'ayim, but you just told me that it was good for the me'ayim, right? So if it's good for the intestines, or is it bad for the intestines? It's difficult. Kasha kitania hahi b'miyushan. No. When did we teach that wine was good for the intestines, for the b'nei ma'ayim? When it was aged wine, right? If it's new wine, then it's bad for the intestines, so there's no difficulty. Keretan, as we learned in the Mishnah, konam yain shani to'em, shayayin kasha l'b'nei ma'ayim. Someone says, konam yain, right? Konam is a lashon of a neder, right? It's a terminology that you're taking a neder upon yourself, committing not to do anything. They say, konam yain shani to'em. I refuse to drink any wine in a neder. I'm swearing not to drink any wine because it's so bad for the b'nei ma'ayim, for the intestines. Amrulot, they said to him, v'halomi yushan yafehu. And they responded to them, but wait, isn't aged wine good for the intestines? Vishatak. And he didn't respond to them. Meaning he didn't at that point explicitly state, you're right. So when I made my neder, I did not have in mind aged wine. Asur b'chadash mutar b'miyushan. Shema mina. So he's still not allowed to drink old wine, not allowed to drink new wine, but he can drink old wine. Why? Because the old wine isn't bad for Bnei Ba'ayim. And because he expressed in his neder that the only reason he wasn't drinking the wine is because it was bad for the Bnei Ba'ayim. So, if something is good for the Bnei Ba'ayim, even though it's wine, we assume that doesn't go underneath the category of the swear. What we see from here is that there's a difference between new wine and aged wine, where aged wine is good for the Bnei Ba'ayim, and new wine is bad for the Bnei Ba'ayim. Tano Banan Shadvarim Nemru Asvargus. So, six things that they said about Asvargus. Ein Shotin Oto Elek Shu Chai. You gotta drink it undiluted. Umale. Right, and you should fill the cup of it. Umikabel biyamin, and you should take it from the pourer with your hand, with your right hand. Vishato b'small, but you should drink it with your left hand. Ve'en masichin acharav, and you shouldn't speak afterward after drinking it. Ve'en mafsikin bo, and you shouldn't stop in the middle. You should take it all down at once. Ve'en machzirin oto elam, you should not know lo, and you should only give the glass back to the person who gave it to you. Ve'rak acharav, and then you should spit afterwards. You don't have a collection of saliva from this drink. Ve'en somchin oto ela bemino, and you only follow up with something of its kind, meaning it was made from vegetables, maybe cabbage, or maybe so. Then you should eat something similar to it afterward. You supplement it with a food that is similar to the drink made of the same content. Va'atanev, wait, didn't we learn in a bright day in somchin oto ela bapat that you're supposed to supplement this drink with bread? So that's difficult because we just said that you're supposed to supplement it with something of its kind. So it's made of cabbage, then you should eat cabbage afterward. Lo kasha, this isn't difficult. When is it that you follow up with something of its mean? When it was made with when it was made into wine. When do you follow up with bread? When it was made into beer. If it's made into beer, then you eat bread afterward. If it's made into wine, then whatever vegetable you put into it, you follow up with it. Tani chada, one bright tata. So now we're going to teach a number of things that use the same exact distinction between chamra and shichra, between wine and beer. Tani chada, right, one bright tata. Lilat yafe l'ramat kasha. Right, for the levinayim and tchul, it's good, it's agreeable. And for the rosh me'ayim and tachtonio, it's kasha, it's difficult. V'tani idach, and a different amorata, a different tanata, l'ramat yafe l'lat kasha. Right, that for rosh me'ayim and tachtonio, it's good, and lev, einayim, and tchul, it's bad. So what is it? We just flip those. Lo kasha, habedecham, habedeshichar. No. When we taught it's good for the eyes and the heart and the tchol, that we're talking about when you make it out of wine. When it's good for the ramat, that's what we're talking about when you made it into beer. Tani chada rak acharav loke. So one says that if you spit afterwards, you're going to be sick. Right? Loke generally means lashes, but here it just means like there's going to be something, you're going to have some kind of illness that you're going to suffer from. And the other Tana taught that if you do not spit afterwards so as to prevent the collection of saliva, you are you're going to become ill from it. Lokash, that's not difficulty. One's talking about when you made it into wine, one's talking about when you made it into beer. Since you taught me that if you don't spit out afterward the remnants, that you're going to become ill, I learned from there the following halacha. Even if you're standing in front of a king, well, you can never, you know, spit out water in front of him because it would be disrespectful. Still, mipnei sakana, because it's going to make you ill, you'd be allowed to do it even in front of a king. Amrishma ben Elisha, shlosh advarim sachli, suriel sarapni. Three things, suriel, a very, very high up officer, angel officer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who would come into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne very frequently, told me the following three things. Al titul chalukecha shachrit miyad hashamash v'tilbash. Right? You shouldn't take your cloak from another person in the morning. You should go get it yourself. Ve'al titul yadecha mishlo natal yadav. And you should not have someone who has not yet washed their hands wash your hands in the morning. Val tachzir kos aspargus ela mishlo natan lach. Right, and you should only return the asparagus cup to the person who gave it to you. Right, because of a group of shadim that are watching you, and they're going to attack if you do these things. Right. Alternatively, a group of destructive angels are watching you, and they're waiting for you to do one of these things. And they say, the moment he does one of these things, we're going to capture them. Right, but if you don't do one of those things, you're safe. Amr Shur ben Levi, Shlosh Dvarim Sachli Malach HaMavet. Shur ben Levi said three things the Malach HaMavet told me. Al Tito Chalukecha Shachar Miyad HaShamash V'Tzilbash. Right, again, don't take your clothes from another person in the morning. Go get them yourself. V'Al Tito Yedecha Mimei Shlo Natal Yedav. And don't have someone who has yet to wash their hands, wash your hands. V'Al Tam Odufnei Anashim B'Shash HaChozor Min Amein. And don't stand in front of the women who are accompanying the deceased, or on their way back from accompanying the deceased. V'pnei shani merakid u'balaf neim. Right, says the Malach Mavet, because I am walking and dancing out in front of him. V'charbi biyadi v'yesh li reshut lichvol. And I have a sword in my hand, and I have permission to strike anyone whom I'd like. Right, so don't walk in front of him. V'paga ma'itakante. Okay, what if I do see a group of women who are walking back from a funeral? Linchof meduch de'arba amot. You should jump out of the way for Amon. Iikanara liabre. And if there's a river there, cross it. Viika darka achrina. If there's any other way that you can walk, li zilba. You should go in that different way. Viika guda leku achore. And if there's a wall, go hide behind it. Vilo lihader ape. And if not, you should turn your face away. Vileiman say the following. Vayomer Hashem al-Satan, yigar Hashem becha vegomer. Right? So you should say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu rebukes the Satan. Until they've passed by you. Right? 10 things I said about a kosh shel bracha. A cup of wine that you make a bracha on. Taun hadach, meaning not a birkat hayayin on, but you're doing it for a different mitzvah, like birkat hamazon. Taun hadacha v'shtifa. We're not going to understand any of these things. We're going to get into them, right? It needs hadacha, and it needs shtifa, and it needs to be undiluted, and it needs to be filled up, and it needs to be itur, adorned, it needs to be ituf, wrapped. Notel b'shteyada, when you pick it up with both your hands, then don't know biyami, and you put it in your right hand when you make the bracha. Umagbiya minakaka tefach, and it has to be off the ground, off the surface, one tefach. And you should be looking at it. And there's those who say you should even pass it around to give it to your family members as a gift. Now we're going to talk about why and what those things are. Amri Yochanan, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Arba. We only really have 4 things that we say about a kosh bracha. Bilvan, only 4. Hadacha, Shtifa, Chai, Umale. Right? So cleaning it should be undiluted and it should be filled. Cup filled to the top. Tana, Hadacha, Mifnim, Shtifa, Bechutz. What does Hadacha mean? Cleaned out from the inside. What does shtifa mean? Washed on the outside. I mean, it's not just enough that it's clean on the inside so when you're putting the drink in it, but also it should be clean on the outside so it looks nice. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol mvarech alakos, male, noin lo nachal b'li meitzarim. Anyone who makes a bracha on a kos male, a filled up kos, the cup is filled to the top, right? So they give you inherit a land without straits, meaning without rivers running through it, right? You inherit like a good beneficial land. Shneimar, it's written, umale birkat Hashem, where when you're full of a bracha for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, yam v'darom yarsha, you inherit the yam, the sea, and the darom, and the south. Rabbi Yosef Bachanina omer zochal v'nochel shnei olamim. You actually are nochel shnei olamim. You get 2 different olamim. What are those olamim? Olam hazav olam haba. Meaning you are fortunate in this world and you're fortunate in the next world if you make a bracha on a filled up kos bracha. Itur, adorned. Rav Yehuda me'atro b'talmidim. So Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda would adorn it, how so? By having talmidim surround him when he made the bracha, on the kos bracha. Rav Chizda me'atro le'benatli. Rav Chizda would adorn it by putting cups all around it. Amar Chanan u'bechai, undiluted. Amar Rav Sheshet, it says u'bebirkat ha'aretz. There's a hagot v'tziyunim. Ad birkat ha'aretz, which I have difficulty understanding unless you make that correction, which is to say it's supposed to be undiluted until you reach birkat ha'aretz, and then you put wine in. Ituf, wrapped, Rav Papa me'atev v'yati. So Rav Papa would wrap himself in a talit and then sit down. Rav Asi paris sudar al reshe. And Rav Asi would put a scarf over his head. Notlo b'shteyada. You pick it up with both hands. Amar chinana bar papa, mikra. What's the possibility to tell you that you should pick it up with both hands? Se'u yedechem kodesh u'birchu et Hashem. Right? So lift up both of your hands and bless Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'notno liyamin. And then you put it in your right hand. Amar chia bar abba, amar yochanan, rishonim shalu, small mash se'a liyamin. So the early generations asked, it's interesting that the Gemara it says that they're rishonim. Right, when we say Rishonim, right, we mean that Rashi and Rambam and the Rif. When they say Rishonim, they mean like the very, very early Amoraim. Right, so the earliest of the Amoraim asked, should your left hand? Are you allowed to assist your right hand holding it with your left hand? Pasha, you're holding the cup in your right hand, but can you assist it with your left hand? Hold it together. You hold it more steady. Amar Rav Ashi, Hoil v'Rishonim Ibayluhu v'lo Ifshadluhu. So Rav Ashi said, since the earlier generations asked and they never gave an answer to this question, Ana Ne'aved l'Chumra, we're Machmir. Umagbiu minakarka tefach, and you should lift it up off the ground 1 tefach. Amar be'acha bar chanina, mikra. Well, what's the pasuk that tells you should lift it off the ground? Kos yishuot esa u'b'shem Hashem akra. It says that you should lift up the cup and then call on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. V'notan eina bo. You should be looking at it. Ki yechid lo nisach dat amine. That way you're not distracted. You don't forget about it. You forget what you're doing. You should have look at the cup and be reminded about what you're making the bracha on. U'mishagu l'anshe beito matana ki yechid et baruch debitu. And you should give it to anshe beito, which is often euphemism for your wife. That way she'll be blessed. Blessed in being fruitful. Ula ikla be'er of Nachman, karech rifta barech birka mizona. Right, so Ula went to Rav Nachman, they ate bread, and they were making birka mizona. Yav lekasa did birka to Rav Nachman, and he gave the kos bracha to Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, li shadar mar kasa de birkta li yalta. So Rav Nachman said, please give the kos bracha to my wife, Yalta. Amar le, achi amar Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Yochanan said, ein privitna shal isha mitbarach, Elam a pribitno shall ish. Shenemar ubarech pribitnecha. Pribitna lo nemra el pribitnecha. Says that a woman is fruitful. If the man is blessed and is fruitful, if the man is blessed with being fruitful, then a woman will be fruitful. Well, you know, then his wife will be fruitful. Right? So the woman actually does not need this kos bracha, because as long as you have the kos bracha, then your wife will be blessed as well. That's what he was telling him. And how do you know that? Because it's in the pasuk that I will bless your pribit necha, you will be fruitful, but it doesn't say I will bless her pribit na. In which case, it all comes from whether the man is blessed with being fruitful, and that for that reason, you don't have to give her that cup, because you drank from it, and therefore, you already have the bracha. How do we know that a woman is fruitful when the man is fruitful, or a woman is blessed by being fruitful if the man is blessed by being fruitful? Pribitnecha, right? It will bless the fruit of your loins. Pribitna lo nemar ela pribitnecha. Doesn't say the fruit of hers, it says the fruit of yours. Adahachi. And in the meantime, Shama Yalta. So Yalta heard what was going on. She heard that she wasn't receiving the kos bracha that she's used to receiving. And Kama Bezira, she got very mad. What are they not giving the kos bracha for? It's so disrespectful. The Alta Lebe Chamra, and she went to the storage place of all the beer. The Tavra Arba Mea Dani de Chamra, and she broke 400 barrels of beer. Again, 400. Amar Le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, "Oh, we got to do something about this." Nishadar La Mar Kasa Achrina. So he said, "Please go give her a different cup so that you know she'll be satisfied." Shalach La Kolhay Navga de Birchatahi. So, and he, again, it wasn't the kos bracha because they already drank from that, but they took it from the same barrel that the kos bracha was poured from, so it's still special. It means that it's the same wine, it's special, it's roi to be used for a kos bracha, so please give her this cup. Shalcha le mehadure mile umismartute kalmi. And she responded to him that, well, she basically said, your words are useless and insignificant, and I don't care what you're saying. Basically, she was still upset. Amar Rav Asi, ein masichin al kos. Ein masichin al kos shel bracha. You don't talk over a kos bracha. Meaning, since you picked it up, and until you made the bracha, you shouldn't be talking. Alkos shel bracha. Amar Rav Asi ein mevarchin alkos shel puranu. And you shouldn't make a bracha on a kos of puranu, of punishment. Right? My kos shel puranu. What's a cup of punishment? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak kos shein. The second drink that you're having. So if it's birkat hamazon and you had one drink already, you had one cup of wine, and this is your second cup of wine, you shouldn't make a bracha on the second cup of wine. It's zugot. There's like a certain bad luck or a problem with shadim that's associated with doing things in pairs, and therefore you should make a bracha on your second cup. Tani nami achi, similar to the brayta, shote kiflaim lo yivarech mishum shenemar achon likrat al kecha Yisrael v'hai lo b'dakim. Right, you shouldn't make a bracha on zugot on your second cup, because it says you should prepare yourself to greet a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but you are clearly not prepared because it's very bad. It's a bad sign that you drink too. Amar Rabbahu v'Amri Lo Matnita Tana Ha'Ochel Mahalei Mvarech Meuma. Right, we learned in a Braita, in a Mishnah Braita, that anyone who eats while walking should stop and stand still in order to make the bracha. Ukshu Ochel Meuma Mvarech Meusha. And if you eat standing up, then you should sit down for the bracha. right? And if he's libre, if he's reclining when he's eating, then he should sit up to make the bracha. And the halacha is, you always make the bracha sitting down. Hadron alach, shlosha she'achlu, just finished the perek, now starting the eighth perek. Elu dvarim shbein Beit Shammai ben Beit Hillel v'suda. These are the things that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel argue upon regarding a meal. We're not going to understand really most of them, but we're going to talk about each one in the Gemara. Beit Shammai mevarech al hayom, mevarech al hayayin. So first, make a bracha on Shabbat. Do you say make it a Shabbat first? Or do you say the bracha on the wine first? So Beit Shammai says you make a bracha on Shabbat first, and then you make a bracha on the wine. Beit Hillel mevarech al hayayin, mevarech al hayom. First, make a bracha. First, make the break off and on the wine, and then you make a bracha on the day on Shabbat. Beit Shammai not leaving the day, mevarech Moses getting the coast. Beit Shammai says first you pour the wine, first you wash your hands, and then you pour the cup. Beit Hillel and Moses getting the coast, mevarech Moses getting the day. Beit Hillel says no. First, you should pour the wine and then go wash your hands. Beit Shammai omrim. Mikaneach yadav bimapa umanicha al shulchan. Right, so Beit Shammai says that you dry your hands with a towel and then you put it on the table to have next to you to continue clean your hands off. Beit Hillel says you should put it next, not on the table beside you, but next to you on the cushion that you're sitting on. Beit Shammai says first you should clear off the area around you, then go wash your hands. Beit Hillel says no, first you wash your hands and then you clean up the area around you. Beit Shammai omrim ner umazon b'samim v'havdala. So Beit Shammai says, let's say you only have one cup of wine, right? And you're supposed to make birchat hamazon on a cup, right? It makes it more mechubad. So what do? So if it's sudash lishit, let's say, and so you need to make a birchat hamazon and you need to make a havdalah. So what's the proper order? So if you only have one cup, you need the cup for havdalah, you need the cup for birchat hamazon. So how do you integrate the birchat hamazon within the havdalah such that the cup works for both? So Beit Shammai says, first make a bracha on the ner, and then you make a bracha, then you make birchat hamazon, and then you make a bracha on the b'samim, and then you make the havdalah. No, first you do ner, then b'samim, and then you make the birchat hamazon, and then you say havdalah. Beit Shammai omrim, shibara me'or ha'esh. Beit Shammai says the bracha is that you created me'or ha'esh, the light of fire. The Beit Hillel omrim bore me'or ha'esh. Ein varchin lo al ner velo b'samim shel goyim velo al ner velo b'samim shel metim velo al ner velo b'samim shel avodah zarah. You can't make the bracha on. You don't make the bracha on a fire or of incense of spices that belong to a non-Jew or a dead person or that were used for avodah zarah. Ve'im varchin al haner ad sheyutu l'oro. And you can't make a bracha on the ner until you've benefited from its light.
So someone who already ate and forgot to make a bracha,
didn't make a bracha achron, just to clarify. You should go back to where he ate and then make a bracha there. Beit Hillel says, no, you should just make the bracha achrona wherever you remember. At what point can you still make the bracha? Until you're done digesting the food in your stomach. If they're upset with wine after they ate. Im ein sham ela otokos, right? If you only have that cup, first you should make the bracha on the wine, and then you make the bracha on. Then you make the birchat hamazon. First make a birchat hamazon, and then you make birchat hayayin. The onin amen achar Yisrael mivarech, and you say amen after a Jew makes a bracha. Ein onin amen achar kuti mivarech ad sheyishma kol bracha kula. You can't make an amen after a kuti. We spoke about the suffix status regarding their conversion. Until you've heard them say the entire bracha. The concern is, if you only hear them say the end of the bracha, you don't know who they're praising. You know, maybe they praised an avodah zarah when they made the bracha, and they just finished it the same way. So you got to hear the full bracha. Tana Rabbanan, Dvarim Shemim Beit Shammai Beit Hillel V'Suda Beit Shammai Mevarech Al Hayom Mevarech Al Hayayin Shehayo Gorim Liyan Shiyam. So Beit Shammai gives, we now give svaras for Beit Shammai Shita. Why does it say first you make a bracha on the day, on Shabbat, and only then you make a bracha on the wine? Because the day causes the bracha. Why are you making this bracha? Because it's Shabbat, so it takes precedence. The Kfar Kiddush Hayom. And furthermore, it's already Shabbat. Shabbat has already started. Ve'adayin yayin lo ba. But you haven't drank wine yet. So first of all, the only reason you're having the wine is because it's Shabbat, so that takes priority. Second of all, it's already Shabbat. So, you know, get to making the bracha. You haven't already drank the wine. There's no urgency to make a bracha on the wine.
Hillel says, no, first you make a bracha on the wine, and then you make a bracha on the day. Shehayayin gorem l'kedusha. Because the wine is the... Shehayayin gorem l'kedusha sheteamar. The wine is the reason that we're making the kiddush. Meaning, you don't... What happens if you don't have wine? You don't say this kiddush, right? You say this kiddush over a cup of wine. You wouldn't be saying it if it weren't for the wine. Therefore, the wine, sure, it's because of Shabbat. But because you have a cup of wine, you're saying the kiddush the way that you're saying it, in which case the wine is really affecting the statement here. Davar acher, alternatively, birkat hayayin tadira. You make a bracha on wine more frequently than you make a bracha on Shabbat, or on the day. Ubirkat hayom ena tadira. Saying a bracha on Shabbat is not as frequent. It only happens once. A week, tadir shenu tadir, tadir kodem. And something that is frequent, and something that is infrequent, you do the thing that is frequent first. V'alach k'dev Rebbe Hillel. And the halacha follows like Rebbe Hillel. My davar acher, why do we need to bring in the alternative? But what was so bad about Hillel's first answer that he would have to bring in a second reason? V'chiteima, even though v'chiteima is generally a statement that we're going to reject, here it's a statement that you're not going to reject. It's odd, it's a little bit rare, but v'chiteima does not necessarily need to be a statement that you're going to reject. V'hatanya is similar. Similarly, oftentimes Vahatanya says, wait, what you said is difficult. Vahatanya, because I learned in a braita something that contradicts it. Sometimes Vahatanya is a proof though. So it's not, it's lav davka that it's always going to be a challenge. Vahatanya could mean, that makes sense, because we learned in a braita. It's a similar thing here. Hatam tarti v'acha chada. Hachanama, hachanami tarti ninhu. If you're going to yain tadira, you're going to yon in tadira, tadishan tadira, tadira kodem. Right? Because what would you have said? Beit Shammai brought two reasons. Right? He said, first of all, the reason that you're having this cup is because it's Shabbat. So the day caused the yain, so you make the bracha on the day first. Second of all, it's already Shabbat. The day has already come. In which case, and the wine hasn't yet come. So it makes sense that you would make it first. Well, Beit Hillel just said, yeah, even though it's the day that's causing the wine is causing the kiddush. So really, the wine affects it. Okay, very nice, Beit Hillel. So you have a response to one of them, but still, Beit Shammai has an extra reason. So Beit Hillel needs to add in, Tadir Shenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Because if you say it more frequently, you should say it earlier. V'lachak Ketiv Rebbe Hillel. Pshita! It's obvious the halacha is like the Rebbe Hillel. What do you have? Avamina, you talk that the halacha was Beit Shammai. The Nafka Batkol. A Batkol went out and said that the halacha is like Beit Hillel. That we follow halacha like Beit Hillel. Ibayit Ema, so if you want to say Kodem Batkol. Yeah, it was before that Batkol came out. Right? So we didn't know. And so you needed to teach me that the halacha is like Beit Hillel. It's Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, by the way, where that bat kol came out and said the halacha is like Beit Hillel. V'ibayit Ema, alternatively, you could say, La'achar bat kol, really this was after the bat kol, Rabbi Yeshua he, and we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar ein mashgichin the bat kol, who does not hold that a bat kol can be machriya in halacha. Right? So when a bat kol came out and said that the halacha is like Beit Shammai, well, Rabbi Yeshua elsewhere in Bava Metzia, B'Tanur Achnai, right, where the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer were arguing over whether it was Tame or whether it was Tahor, and Rabbi Lezer said, you know, if I'm correct, if I'm correct, the heavens should say that I'm correct. A bat kol came out and said that he's correct. And Rabbi Yossi said, right, Rabbi Yeshua said, That mashgichim a bat kol. But wait a second, we don't listen to a bat kol. We don't care about the halachic psak of a bat kol. That's not how halacha works. In which case, here too, when the bat kol came out about Beit Hillel Shita, Rabbi Shua would have said, yeah, but we don't listen to that bat kol. So I need to tell you here, the halacha is like Beit Hillel, whether or not you hold that a bat kol can determine, a heavenly voice can determine who the halacha is like.